Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
This is from Bungahead at AOL.com.
Yeah, how about this guy? Have you seen him on Twitter?
Who is that, Bungahead?
On Twitter, yeah. I think he's like a reverse troll. Like, instead of being like a Keeping It 100 troll, he comes after all of us. Like, he's on a PG team.
Well, let me
really?
Read it.
Yeah. What's his name on Twitter so we can, give him choice comments?
Bungahead.
Well, wait till you listen to the email.
Right.
Right. Greetings, dorks. Conan never drew or died. Disco's a podcast washout, and no one knows who JoJo is. This show is much better with Kevin Gill. I hate the list and think you are bullying people with it each week. I want to take the list and burn it. I am Bungahead, and I have more entertainment in my pinky than everyone on your show combined. The only reason I listen is in the hope that you will bring about changes. Screw off, Bungahead.
Okay, who wants to take this first?
Why don't you take it first?
All right. Well, first of all, it says, what did he say at the beginning? I never drew a dime, right?
Yeah.
Drew a dime, right.
Right. I drew a dime. I informed thyself of what I did in Mexico early in my career. So right off the bat, you're fucking clueless.
Yeah,
that's right. Wait. And also, I would like to say, eat a dick, scumbag, and may every hardcore wrestler that's ever existed use your mouth as a sperm bank, and may every player on the Oakland Raiders fist you for 10 minutes, and fuck you and 8 generations that preceded you. If I ever see you, I will kick your uterus into the next millennium, and I will let JoJo give you a golden dragon. Do you know what a golden dragon is?
No, but I can improvise.
That's when you come in his mouth and you hit him on the head so it comes out of the nose. So that's from me to you. It's disgusting, but it is what it is. Bungahead.
This guy, you never drew a dime. So that's
the rest. Yeah, and you did. So you, yes. So everybody, all our trolls, go see this Bungahead and let him know what you think about him.
Oh, you're directing our trolls to attack Bughead.
Yes, the army. Yeah, yeah, they've been asking me. I've actually gotten a couple of them to ask me, who do we attack next? Just direct all your energies into this jack-off.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
We need something. Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
We need something.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
Just act like you know and won't we stop.
Welcome to Stompin'. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through Stompin', rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Checkered up like a nut, going 5150. Heat up and the feet up, greased up in some dicky.
This week on K100 Rehash. On this week's show, we're going to go all the way back to episode 55, first for some short interviews Conan conducted prior to a big GFW/Impact pay-per-view. Remember that? And his interview subjects are Paige and Eddie Edwards. And from the same episode, you're going to hear Disco Inferno's comments on what's funny about wrestling today. Then the brands Vince Russo and Jeff Lane are going to show up to discuss Jeff turning 40, his toy collection and fig bath allegations. Russo dissipating his heat with Bruce Pritchard, and not so much with Jim Cornette. How to write episodic TV, and hear all about the original concept for the Truth with Consequences podcast. Finally, it's a heated debate, some might even call it an argument, as Conan attempts to moderate after Disco baits the Hurricane Shane Helms, with Bill Maher's comments about Stan Lee, and Disco's opinion that comic books, they're just for kids and imbeciles. If you're enjoying Rehash and the main show every week, please check out patreon.com/Conan for lengthy Raw and SmackDown reviews, AEW and NXT roundtables with patrons, hours and hours of unedited mailbag Q&A that goes back for almost the last 5 years, plus match watch-alongs, music segments, complete video interviews with guys like Don Callis, DDP, Conrad Thompson, Eric Bischoff, Brian Pillman Jr., Nick Aldis, and many more. As Conan says on the main show, you like the show? You'll like the Patreon, so go give it a chance. And keep up with the official Keeping It 100 YouTube. Husey's over there putting up daily clips. Subscription numbers keep growing every day, as well as interaction and comments. Get in there and chop it up about the show. And you can follow the show across all social media, Facebook, Twitter, and a lacking Instagram page at K100Conan. Meantime, enjoy the show, and thank you very much for listening.
What's up, Paige? How you doing?
How you doing?
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Yo, are you a video game player?
No, but I'm surrounded by video game players.
Okay, well, then how about this one? Give me three favorite movies all time.
Oh, three favorite movies all time? Okay, I like the Rocky movies. Right. I like basically like a lot of fighting movies, because I like Fight Club, too.
Great movie.
Also,
first secret of Fight Club is there is no Fight
there
Club.
There is no right? Fight Club. Right. Exactly. And a girly one is Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman.
Shh, don't tell anyone.
Great movie. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Here we go. My boy, Eddie Edwards. What up, Eddie?
What up?
Ready to do it?
Ready to do it.
Yo, man, quick question.
Yeah.
If you were in WWE, somebody from WWE would like to wrestle that you've never wrestled before.
I have to go for the old school. I'd like Shawn Michaels. I mean,
new school.
John Cena. Well, he's a little bit of both. John Cena, because come on, he's a good guy. And then Roman Reigns. Let's see what we can do.
All right.
Why not?
Who would you like to wrestle that you haven't wrestled that's currently on the ROH roster?
ROH, man. I like to do War Machine. Wouldn't mind if me and maybe one of these days down the road, me and Davey get back together and wrestle War Machine.
I got to get you guys down in TJ. They're wrestling for me on my next show. Oh. I got to get you guys a guest.
Hell yeah. Nice. I would love to.
Do you watch Lucha Underground, or have you watched Lucha Underground?
A little bit here and there. I don't have the channel, but I'm going to catch up on Netflix.
All right. Anybody in TNA that's here currently that you haven't wrestled that you'd like to wrestle?
Alberto.
Oh,
yeah.
It'll be a hell of a match.
I'd love to do that. Hopefully somewhere down the line we get to do that.
Bro, separating you and Davey is great for both of your personal growth.
Yeah.
And now when you get back together, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it feels that we got to go on our own, find our own ways for a little bit. Yeah. Now bring us back together, we'll be a little stronger. And, you know, right. We'll be more comfortable, I think.
I got two more questions for you. One question. Three all-time hottest divas.
Boom. Oh, man. Stacey Keibler.
Right.
Trish Stratus.
Yep.
And... You gotta go Sunny. She's classic.
Sunny.
The classic.
Sunny.
The cla- yeah. The,
not Sunny now.
Hey, hey, yeah, I didn't say. Hey, yeah, I.
All right.
You said.
I'm just asking.
You said.
You might be a freak
you
like
said.
That, Eddie. I don't know. that freak flag might be flying on the down low. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
okay.
Maybe.
Last question. You got the munchies. Okay. 3 a.m. We've all done that drive where there's only one convenience store and you're at the mercy of the convenience store,
yeah.
Right? Are we eating the hot dog, the gas station hot dog, the gas station chorizo burrito, a cup of soup, a Hot Pockets, or an Almond Joy?
I'm going a Hot Pocket and Almond Joy.
Almond
I'm going
both?
For to getting that dessert. Yeah,
all
Hot
right.
Pocket for, is the dinner.
All right.
Almond Joy's dessert.
The dessert.
Hell yeah.
Thank you,
Eddie. Thank you.
All right. Peace.
Here's the thing that's funny about wrestling, right? Is that
everything.
All this, all the bubble of professional wrestling, okay, that if you're engrossed in it, if you're involved in it, if you visit it, it's almost impossible to enjoy the basic experience of professional wrestling without knowing things that happened beforehand, just like to enjoy the spontaneity of professional wrestling show. It's like you can't even do it.
For sure. I was really surprised with the Mae Young Classic that they recorded everything, which is fine, but then they're sitting on it for 6 weeks before they release it, and everyone and their mother's just live-tweeting it and filming it, and Ryan Satin has, like, a clip of it up, and it's like,
well,
I just
want
to watch a tournament, you know what I mean? Why not just put it on a few days later or one episode, something? Why wait 6 weeks?
Really just want to watch a tournament of a bunch of chicks you don't even know wrestling each other?
Do a 32 women tournament or whatever if all the results are known?
It's not like you're really concerned about who's winning this thing.
But in the Netflix era, you could drop them a day apart or
here's what I heard why they had to why it's taking them 6 weeks to post produce this. Okay, is because they had to Photoshop breast implants and ass implants on half the girls, and they had to do CGI to try to make their breasts bigger and their butts bigger.
Wait a minute.
Okay. You said something about Ryan Satin. I wanted to ask you a question. Do you and him still have heat?
He's on list, yeah.
Okay. Has he or his girlfriends said anything? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Has him or his girlfriend said anything about you and me popping for the fan that called Nia Jax cheeseburger?
They called Nia Jax. No, there's no fallout. There's been no. They called the chant. They were chanting cheeseburger. That's their call. They were chanting cheeseburger. The cheeseburger chant when she was in the ring. And Ryan said, and even Kevin Gill too.
Yeah,
Kevin Gill too liked that comment that she made.
Right.
Okay, I think he might have retweeted it. That he thinks it was just being disrespectful to the talent, let me just say, this is what goes up through a snowflake's mind. I imagine, like, when they were chanting cheeseburger.
Then afterwards, I'll break down what goes down in a broflake's mind.
Okay, is that they're probably saying the same. I can't believe that they're disrespecting an amazing talent like that.
Right.
That's going up in your mind, right?
But to me, it's different times. Her character isn't she's a larger size woman. Her gimmick is that she's a monster. You know what I mean?
Are not allowed to fat shame the performers.
I think it's weird to do it to women.
You can't be looking like a walking lava lamp and think people go, oh, she's not fat. She's just a woman. You know, come on. You know, you just play yourself up that way.
But in other words, it's not like part of her character. And, you know, if they showed her backstage eating and stuff.
If they see some, it could have been a fat guy. You know what I'm saying? It isn't really her. It's just, you know, you show up in front of wrestling fans who don't give a shit.
If you are going to support fans that boo Roman Reigns out of the building, okay, then you have to rubber stamp fans that are going to be chanting cheeseburger at Nia Jax. Okay,
no, because
it's booing, a completely hypocritical argument.
Booing Roman Reigns out of the building is the fans' right. If people were, like, I don't know, hating on him because he's Samoan or things like that, or if because whatever, something like that, that to me would be more questionable. They don't like Roman Reigns, that's their right. To me, it's a kind of a weird area to fat shame.
Like this is like the typical, like liberal millennial era we live in. Is where people, it's like you've decided now that like you're trying to like make the rules up for how the fans should be reacting to the show.
for me, I'm not going to go to any public sporting event or exhibition, a play, a mall, anywhere, airplane, and call someone fat or make fun of their size, their handicap, their race, their gender. I put them all in one big pile of snow.
What is it? There's some way. You're putting size and race on like equal footing of like the things that you shouldn't be making fun of at a wrestling show.
I just put it all into like I'm not gonna call
this
women.
This is a wrestling fan, bro. They're gonna yell whatever they want to yell. Just like when you were in Lucha Underground and they pointed the camera to you, and you marked out. I would never do that, whether they gave me free tickets or not. You know,
I was playing the part of a fan.
There is no playing the part of a fan. You were acting like a mark. And that's all there is to it. Yeah, you are.
Did you throw streamers in the ring?
When I'm on the show, I'm in character.
Did you throw streamers in the ring at a show?
I do not believe I have. It's possible someone could have handed me one once, but to my knowledge, I've never done it. I certainly never bought them or brought them or arranged them or had set up a signal or knew the signal.
Interesting.
I have seen, though, Disco, you would love this. I have seen people online posting, all right, everyone, whoever's coming to the show this Friday, I brought streamers, like, meet me at this time.
You have people like that? You actually see posts like that?
I have seen
you
a post.
Facebook,
like,
you have Facebook friends like that?
Well, people coordinating.
Have you ever stopped the Bullet Club, Reno Scum, or the Young Bucks?
Definitely no.
Freedom is all about choices, and while there is only one Jeep brand, you have the freedom to choose from an epic lineup of Jeep brand vehicles. Hit the trails with the versatile classic, the Jeep Gladiator, or experience the wild in style with the sophistication and comfort of the Jeep Grand Cherokee or Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe. Looking for a more immersive experience? Let nature come to you in the open-air Jeep Wrangler or Jeep Wrangler 4xe, America's best-selling plug-in hybrid. Whatever you choose, adventure is just one drive away. Visit Jeep.com for details. Based on 2022 CYQ4 sales, JD Power retail sales data, Jeep is a registered trademark.
Conan.
Yo, what up?
Are you a Game of Thrones fan?
You know it.
Well, Jon Snow may have been worried that winter is coming, but we need to be ready because summer is coming, and that means it's bathing suit season. If you want to look good for the beach, pool, or cookout, you may be thinking about watching your diet and hit the gym to tighten up before taking your shirt off. Well, now is the perfect time to start using X-Lean 5 to help you melt away unwanted body fat and have a leaner, meaner beach body this summer. X-Lean 5 includes thermogenic and lipogenic compounds and ketones, so not only help you raise your metabolic rate, but also target existing fat cells and use them for energy. Plus, with just the right amount of caffeine, it will get you energized and ready to attack the day and your workout, even if you're restricting calories. Combine X-Lean 5 with a smart diet and workout plan and watch the unwanted wobble melt away. X-Lean 5 is suitable for men and women, but guys, if you really want to bring the heat this summer, try the Legacy Shredded Stack, featuring our best-selling testosterone booster Test X9 and our huge, huge, hugely popular Sleep and Aid Recovery PM, so you can attack the day. Boost your test and then rest and let all that hard work pay off while you sleep. Our listeners have reported some incredible results from Legacy products, and we're confident that you're going to love the results from X-Lean 5. Go to LegacySupps.com, that's LegacySupps.com, and use the code K100, K100, for 10% off your entire order. These are great products. It's funny because like we do the roundtables, and we get guys come on the roundtables. They've ordered the products and are using them. They're getting results. So don't even listen to us. You can listen to the people, like listen to some of our roundtables we do on Patreon, and the guys will tell you that they've been using Legacy Subs and the stuff works.
Yeah, Carlos Hernandez said it yesterday, actually. That's right.
Yes, he did.
I mean, I've used the Recovery PM for a little while now, and it does. It helps you with your deep sleep. I've been waking up refreshed and everything, so I appreciate that. And I will be checking out this Legacy Shredded Stack. So, you know, I will report my results in the coming weeks. Maybe I can finally get myself back into shape. And I mean, I trust Nick Aldis. I trust Legacy Supps. So I've made my order, and I'm just waiting for my stuff.
Get your supplements at Legacy Supps. Boom. I didn't get to congratulate you, but you're a granddad now too, right?
Yeah, I'm a granddad. But Conan, I got to tell you this, bro, because I'm looking at you now.
The kid that you spoke pot with had a kid.
Yes. Conan, can I tell you something? Conan, I say this all the time.
What do you want to say? Real quick.
Will you let me talk to Conan? I never get to talk to Conan. I got to talk to you every week. Shut up.
Are you going to get his grandkids stoned?
Conan, I say this every week. Is Jeff on? Jeff, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Conan, I put over every week. The hardest man in the wrestling business is Conan. Every week I'm reading Conan's doing this, Conan's doing that. bro, with all the running around and working you do, I got to tell you, bro, you look fabulous.
Oh, thank you very much.
You look fabulous, Cody. You look rested. You look well. You look healthy. And that makes me feel good. I got to be honest, bro. Sometimes I worry about you because I see you like all over the place. But you look freaking great, bro.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much.
I mean that. Now, Disco, on the other hand, oy vey, bro. Oh, God.
He's too much, isn't he?
Oh, God, bro.
Jeff, it was your birthday the other day, right?
40. He was 40, sir. Bro. 40.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
Let me ask
you
a question. Are you, do you, are a partaker of the taking the shower with your figurines? Is that true?
That's not accurate.
No.
Fig bats.
No, fake news.
That is fake news?
Fake news, yes.
Well, you still collect the figures, don't you?
No, I don't really collect them. Most of the ones that are behind me, people have sent me.
Do you listen to Zack Ryder's podcast?
No, but I heard he's big into that stuff.
Huge.
Have you ever played with your toys and JoJo's toys on the internet, or have they ever met? Have you ever met your toy?
No comment.
They're pen pals.
I love that. That's a great. That's awesome.
I could hear Conan interview all day, Conan. I just enjoy hearing you interview. Go ahead.
No, because I remember that I gave Jeff some tips, and I think it might have worked. Do you still have a girlfriend?
Yeah. Yes.
That is okay. True. Nice. Did you meet her on Craigslist?
No, but
remember when I gave him that tip, Vince?
Yeah, but no, I think he met her on a dating app, though, bro. Yeah. Same thing, pretty much, right?
Wait a minute. I thought he met her on like she was a – is this the girl that was the video gamer on Twitch?
No. This is a whole different girl.
Who is this girl? And how come she hasn't been on the show yet?
He lives with her now. They live together, bro. Him and the girl live together.
Yeah, I met her on a dating app.
So what does she think of your of the like? Is she impressed that you have the toys?
She doesn't care.
I just find this. Let me tell you something. Okay, this whole thing. There's an acceptability. Like people just accept the fact that like a lot of wrestling fans today, a lot of wrestlers today, okay, are just like avid like comic book readers and toy collectors. And I just like to me that is just a very It's not like when I think of like when Vince McMahon refers to people and has for years as WWE superstars. I don't think he envisioned them playing with toys and reading comic books. What do you think about that?
Well, that's just the modern. That's kind of the modern wrestler now. That's what they do. The old school wrestler was more like a man that and today is mostly kids, bro, and that's what they do.
I think Glenn's missing something here. First of all, let me ask you something, bro. What it's called, Glenn, is it's called a hobby. Okay, bro, it's not called playing with toys. Some people get into the hunt. You see my albums behind me. That's my hobby, bro. I get into it's the hunt of finding that album I'm looking for and going through different stores. That's part of it, bro. Just because you don't have a freaking hobby, bro, and all you do is you sit there, you go to freaking Sapphires, and then when you're not at Sapphires, you're at the freaking sports bar. Like, that because you don't have a freaking hobby, bro. Is it wrong for other people to have freaking hobbies?
Depends on what the hobby is. Let me tell you what is your hobby. Is wrong.
What is your hobby? What is your hobby?
Should not be playing. Should not be like having children's hobbies. When you get like children's,
that's not a children's hobby. Some of those things are worth money, bro. Some of those collectibles are worth money.
Jeff, thing that's worth. I've seen it's a Disco Inferno action figure.
Jeff.
$7.99.
Jeff.
Yo.
Can I tell you what the real problem is, just so you know?
Yes.
You wouldn't get no shit about having toys behind you or playing with them or taking a shower with them or any of that if there was a Disco Inferno toy. Now, there weren't that many made because not that many people wanted them. So you can just go buy like a little Toucan Sam and just put it up there. Nothing.
Yeah, I might check out the flea markets too.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
That's a cheap shot.
What's your hobby? What is your hobby? What is your hobby, Disco?
Sports.
What is
fantasy football and sports. Betting?
Sports. Fantasy. I like sports. I like the sports is basically my hobby. That's like most men, you know?
Now, Conan, what about you, bro? What do you have a hobby? Like, you're always so busy, but what do you like doing when you're not doing all that stuff? You got a hobby, bro?
My main hobby is just reading. I read everything and anything that I can.
Do you really, bro? You're a big reader, huh?
Bro, when people say, oh, well, how can you do all those plane trips? That's what I do on the plane. Oh, I read and read.
Vince, yeah. I told Conan that, like, you have this new show with Matt Coon. He was like, who's Matt Coon? We kind of explained it to him. But just to help promote your show and let Conan and tell Conan basically what you're doing along with the brand, tell him about this new show you got. It's very interesting.
Conan, I could tell you this. Me and Conrad, everybody knows Conrad. Okay, bro, let's face it, Conan. I don't pull any punches.
Right.
I've been wanting to get in bed with Conrad because everything Conrad touches turns to gold.
Right.
Conrad knows what he's freaking doing. And you know, I met Conrad when Conrad was doing the Ric Flair show. And Rick had me on his show, but, you know, Conrad took over the interview. That's where I met Conrad, and I was very, very impressed. Right. So, like, for years, Conrad and I have been talking about, like, trying to do something. But Conan, like, he's like you, man. He just has no time. So, like, I knew it wasn't going to happen. I just knew, like, Conrad's got his freaking plate full.
Yeah, he blew up. And it's funny because I always tell JoJo, I go sit under the fucking Conrad Thompson tree and find out why he's so successful.
Absolutely.
But, and not only that, but the guy's super organized, super friendly, super cool dude. But it's funny, the point I wanted to make is he went from, like, you know, from when the first time I heard of him with Ric Flair, I was like, who's that? To now he's everywhere. Which is great, which is an attestment to his work ethic.
So the funny thing is, bro, Conrad and I, you know, are talking. We have, you know, we got a good relationship. You know, he was the one that invited me to All In. He wanted me to come. He never uninvited me. He wanted me to come the whole time.
Right.
So, bro, one day, bro, all of a sudden, I don't like doing a lot of interviews, Conan. I mean, I just don't. And I should do more because I'm always promoting shit. But, of course, Robbie E. wanted me to go on his show. First of all, Conan, can you straighten something? Mouth, but you know Robbie E.
Yes, I used him
Is he Robbie E. or Robbie Strauss? Or I'm very confused now. Disco, can you answer that for me?
Always been Robbie E. to me.
All of a sudden he's Robbie E. He's very successful as Robbie E. Next thing I know, he's Robert Strauss. I'm like, bro, what the frick are you doing? Anyway, to make a long story short, I go on his show, Conan, but he's got a guy helping him with his show, and all of a sudden, the guy takes over the interview.
Right.
And it very Conrad-like.
Right.
So I like the guy's line of questioning. He was asking me tough questions, but he was very respectful.
Right.
Okay? So, like, after the interview, bro, like, he DM'd me about something. So I gave the guy a call, and it was Matt Coon. And I find out that Matt Coon was actually a disciple of Conrad Thompson. He worked for Conrad. He worked on the Bruce show. He did some work with Tony. And when I heard that and I got along with the guy, I'm like, God, bro, this is the next best thing to Conrad. And, you know, him and I got to talking and we developed the show, Truth with Consequences. And it's, bro, it's the first time I can talk to somebody from the dirt sheet world where we can have rational, civil, respectful conversations and not bring up David Arquette every 5 minutes.
Right.
So it's that we started doing about 3 weeks ago on, you know, Westwood One. I know you guys are on there. I mean, they've treated us great. And
Vince.
Yeah.
What is a question that guy has asked you that because he asked it to you in a polite manner? You know, it's how you talk to somebody. If you go, oh, you're a dick, you didn't know what you were doing. The fuck wants to talk to somebody like that?
Yeah.
So that he asked you in a polite way and you were like, you know what? Maybe he's got a point there. Maybe the fans did have a point or maybe I was wrong there. Is there something that you look back on? Huh?
There was a great point last week, Conan. Last week we did a show and I set the story straight about Jim Cornette.
Right.
And Conan, I didn't. You would have been proud of me. Conan, I don't know if you know this or not. I've taken a lot of your advice. Right. I knew when things blew up, like between me and Bruce and Conrad,
right.
you said, and Disco, I got to give Disco credit. You guys talked to me and said, like, bro, what are you doing? Like, you've known Bruce for 20 years or whatever. Bro, based on that conversation, I called Bruce immediately. I called Conrad immediately. We put that to bed. So, you know, I thank you for that. But, you know, one of the we just did a show on Cornette. I did not bury him. I actually put him over because I think him and Dutch Mantel are geniuses, like in a way that nobody else is a genius.
Right.
Those guys can talk as fast as their mind is going. And right. that's very difficult, bro, especially when you get older. Because, Conan, you know, your mind goes a mile a minute. Your mouth can't keep up with your mind.
Right.
Dutch and Jim can freaking do that. And it's incredible to me. Like, that's a gift. So, bro, right. I'm putting him over. But I'm basically saying, listen, man, this is the chronological and the history of what happened. And, you know, there was one point when Jim Cornette, you know, when he started saying things about my dead mother.
Right.
And that's when, like, some of my friends finally said, Vince, you have to say something. Like, you've been taking the high road. You haven't been saying anything, but you got to say something. So what I decided to do, Conan, at that time was I was like, you know what? I'm not going to cut a Jim Cornette promo back at Jim Cornette. I'm going to cut a promo that is funny, that is original, and that is like sarcastic.
Right.
So I very calmly said, you know, Jim, I heard, you know, you talk about my dead mother and this and that. I understand, you know, what you're looking for is an apology. So I started rattling off all these apologies that I owed to Jim. Like I said, Jim, I apologize. Because on the scaffold match, you blew out both your knees because you didn't know how to take a bump because you're a mark. You know, I apologize because of this. So right. I did it tongue in cheek, but funny.
Yeah, but
so,
you kind of buried him too.
Yeah, and that's what Matt Coon said. Matt said, Vince, hindsight being 2020, like, should you have done that? Like, couldn't that be perceived as poking the bear and getting him riled up? I said, Matt, yes. I should not have done that. That was a mistake. I should have let it go. And it's stuff like that. But like, bro, he'll ask a lot of questions about my writing because, you know, the dirt sheet guys, bro, you know, Conan, it's all about the match.
Right.
So like he asked me today, we were looking at the very first segment and you guys were both there. We were looking at the very first segment when me and Bischoff joined together for a first time. Right. And we did a watch along with that show. So, right. you know, Matt turned around to me. He goes, Vince, he goes, you know, don't you think there's too much like going on in this show? Like for a 2-hour show, don't you think there's too much? And I said to him, I said, Matt, let's take Seinfeld, for instance. When you take the commercials out of Seinfeld, you've got a 22-minute show. In every episode of Seinfeld, there are 3 storylines going on.
Right.
You've got 3 different stories going on in 22 minutes. I said, so if you're asking me as a writer, do I think there's too much going on? I'm going to tell you no. Now, if you're a purist wrestling fan and you want 20-minute wrestling matches, I said, yeah, bro, there's probably too much going on for you. But I said to him, and Disco could tell you this, bro, we already had those people watching the show. Right. We had to bring the casual fans aboard. And the way you bring the casual fans aboard is you write this show just like it's any other television show. That's how you pull the masses in. So it's stuff like that. And, you know, I'll give him an explanation. And when he hears like a writer's perspective, he'll say, well, okay, I never looked at it that way before. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think it's a good balance, man.
You know, and it's a good way also of you to, because I'm in the same position, of you to explain to fans some of the stuff that they don't know that happens behind the scenes. Like at the end of the day, just like I am right now, we're just writers, bro. We can't do whatever the fuck we want. That shit still has to be okayed by somebody else. And a lot of times politics come into play and your original vision is changed.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Well,
yep.
Well, but
yep.
Here's another thing too. And this is
this is what been my pet peeve with these guys, like the dirt sheet guys for like 10, 12 years, is that when they review like the type of shows like the Vince wrote, you know, and they're critics of Vince, okay, and the way he writes, they would always say stuff like, this is confusing. This is too confusing for the people. And I'm like, you know, this is, there's too much going on. There's still like I said, and I would say to them, like, you know, like, who are you speaking for? You know, is it confusing to you or is it confusing to the people that you're talking about? Because the thing I think that happened with the dirt sheet guys and how basically their narrative is kind of diminished over the years is they were smart marks. They knew things that the fans didn't know. They knew the wrestlers' real names. They knew stuff. So they treated the fans like they had an inferior intellectual capacity to them because they knew more of the inside stuff than the fans did. But fast forward over the past 10 years, bro, every single person that follows wrestling has the same knowledge of the dirt sheet writers, the boys. But there's no division between what people know about this business. When you look at the boys, the marks, and the dirt sheet writers, everybody knows everything now.
Yeah. Like, there's less of division because at the end of the day, the dirt sheet writers still have moles inside of the promotions that give them information that fans don't know. But you are right. That has closed a lot.
Support for Keeping 100 is brought to you by Manscaped. Conan, you know Manscaped is one of our favorite products, right?
Want that well.
Well, it's the best in men's below-the-waist grooming, and they're the champions of the world. Manscaped offers precision engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped just launched their fourth generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right, the 4.0. I just got it in the mail this week. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. So imagine shaving with the sleek, well-designed, and optimized trimmer that makes shaving time your favorite time in the bathroom. I'm one of the first people to try the new 4.0, and I'm blown away by the performance, the craftsmanship, and the details on the 4.0. They're next level. This thing looks professional. It looks modern. It's got a little thingy you can charge it in and stuff, everything.
Yeah.
It's engineered the ultimate groin and body trimmer by focusing on intelligent functionality and the incredible, comfortable grooming experience. The fourth generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. I now feel confident shaving my boys. This upgraded trimmer includes a multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock. It also gives you the ability to turn on the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. It's awesome. It's got a little light on it.
Mm-hmm.
The Lawnmower 4.0 even allows you to customize your trim through additional guard lengths with sizes 1 to 4. So you can shave your beard with this thing. It's awesome.
Yeah.
If you've been shaving with the same nut trimmer on your face, you've been doing it wrong. No person wants to end up with pubes in their mouth. It's time to get your own ball and hair body trimmer with Manscaped to make me time the best time and enhance your confidence with some nice, smooth boys.
Mm-hmm.
Get 20% off for free shipping with the code K100, that's K100, at manscaped.com, M-A-N-S-E-A-P-E-D.com. Your balls will thank you. So get 20% off with free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. 20% off, free shipping, manscaped.com, K100. Mm-hmm. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
And the great thing about Manscaped, man, it's high-quality grooming product. And if you buy this, Manscaped stays. If you don't, we don't get paid. Boom. That's how this podcast game is. But they're always talking about the groin. You can use this under your arm. You can use it on your face. You can use it on your head, on your chest. Mm-hmm. Women can use it. I mean, it's a great product. As we've said before, we use all the products that we sponsor on our show. And, Joe?
I can't believe the 4.0, man. It's evolved from that 3.0 that I thought was tremendous itself. The 4.0 is better. Plus, I would recommend, you get the 20% off and the free shipping with the code K100. They have the Lawnmower 4.0, but don't forget about the cologne. You also have the ball toner, which smells really good. There's a lotion, too, to prevent chafing, which is really necessary during summertime. So check it out, man. Get the full
kit.
It comes
with a leather bag. It comes with boxers. I mean, this is a dope product.
Travel bag, and it has wireless charging, the Lawnmower does. So that's incredible.
And anti-nick, so it's incredible. Check out, for all your grooming needs, Manscaped. Boom.
Something happened this week, and a celebrity spoke about it. And a lot of people took it personal. Did you see what Bill Maher said about Stan Lee's death?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Did you read what he said? Like did she or just read the headlines? Bill Maher.
No, I was going to read what he said. You know how they have the little link where you could actually read it, but I didn't have time. I just read what was written. You
okay,
know,
I'm gonna read what he said.
Okay,
read what he said. It is kind of like, you know, if Stan Lee didn't just die, I would not see anything really wrong with this. But he did just die, so it's kind of like the timing of this is kind of like a little bit tasteless. But I'm not going to disagree with the context of what he said, but I know Shane will. Okay, but I want to read you what he said.
A little bit tasteless, but first of all, take out little bit out of it.
Well, here's the thing, though. The concession. So
you're trying to dilute it already. Dilute it.
I'm going to say the guy's
extremely fucking tasteless.
Well, that's how he starts any conversation when he's going to defend Trump. But go ahead.
Okay, ready?
All right.
Yep. The guy who created Spider-Man and the Hulk has died, and America's in mourning. Deep, deep mourning for a man who inspired millions to, I don't know, watch a movie, I guess. Someone on Reddit posted, "I'm so incredibly grateful I lived in a world that included Stan Lee. Personally, I'm grateful I lived in a world that included oxygen and trees, but to each his own." Mayer went on to chide comic book fans, noting that when he was young, it was understood that they were just for children and that people were supposed to grow up and move on to quote-unquote big boy books without pictures, unquote. But then 20 years ago, something happened. Adults decided they didn't have to give up kids stuff. And so they pretended comic books were actually sophisticated literature. And because America has over 4,500 colleges, which means we need more professors than we have smart people, some dumb people got to be professors by writing theses with titles like Otherness and Heterodoxy in the Silver Surfer, Mayer wrote. And now when adults are forced to do grown-up things like buy auto insurance, they call it adulting and act like it's some struggle. The 62-year-old comedian concluded his blog post with a bit of a stretch, noting that the proliferation of comic book fans in America, in his view, led to the outcome of the 2016 presidential election. Quote, "I don't think it's a huge stretch to suggest that Donald Trump could only get elected in a country that thinks comic books are important," unquote, Mayer said. Fans were quick to speak out against Mayer's comments, including those who work in comic book writing. Bill Maher dismissed an entire storytelling medium? Wow, he's so highbrow. His brow is so high, there's probably less room for mine, wrote Tom Taylor, best-selling writer of Injustice, Gods Amongst Us, and X-Men Red. Jason Latour wrote, newsflash, Bill Maher is a dipshit. and then it's like goes on other people that's criticized him, stuff for everything. But I've said this about the comic book stuff repeatedly, is that I collected comic books growing up. Okay, when I reached a certain age, I moved on to other stuff. Okay, but what's happened is, and this isn't my opinion, is that there is a pseudo intellectual movement to kind of psychoanalyze the writing in comic books as like it's some it does have some sophistication in it. Like I'm saying, like I'm sorry, but I to me the comic book is the next level of above the coloring book. It's stories with pictures. So
I'll just say this right here. Just stop because you sound like such a fucking jackass right now.
I don't sound like a jackass.
Number
I sound
one,
like a person.
Comics have yes, you do. No, you sound like a jackass because you don't read them. Therefore, you shouldn't even have an opinion about something
what do
you don't
I
read.
I did read them, though. If I don't, you have to read them when you were a dog. You ran
one within the genre of comics. There are different kinds. There are comics that have been around for adults for hundreds of years. For 100 years, you know, way back in the day when since people could draw, there have been art that's been for adults. It didn't just come up in the last 20 fucking years. And it doesn't exist just in America. Comics are all over the world. And there are plenty of comics that I wouldn't let kids touch. You don't know about them. You never read them. So you shouldn't be speaking about shit that you've never even read. Because that's as ignorant as it can be to have an opinion on something. You shouldn't have an opinion on a show you don't watch. Shouldn't have an opinion on a sport you don't watch. If you don't read these other kind of comics that are for adults, you shouldn't have an opinion on them. Because that's just ignorant.
Shane, I think one of the things he's saying is he says he did collect them, but he outgrew them. Right. And I think him and Bill Maher.
Let me just say one thing.
Let's not pretend comics are designed and written for the market of adults.
But some are.
They're designed and written for kids. There's
some
a small market
are.
For that.
Some
there's
of
a,
them,
obviously
some
small
of them
because are. Because you're going to look at a market share of people that like Raven, whose attention span has never been good enough to read a whole book, that will read a comic book in 7 minutes. Okay, you're going to find people like that
go,
market
go,
that.
Go
but
to
don't
a
try
comic
to pretend
book.
That.
Go to a comic book shop. No, I don't have to pretend, motherfucker. I collect them. I don't have to pretend shit. I know. Go to a comic book shop. See what people walk in there. See if any of them are little babies sucking their thumbs. Go to a comic con. See what kind of people are there. They're fucking adults.
I've seen comic con. They're not really adults. There's not like they're like socially adults. They're socially awkward adults. They're like, you know, There are people at comic book conventions that literally go there to do cosplay and dress up as the comic book characters and walk around like them. Wait. Okay? I'm not going to sit there and pretend, okay, and in my opinion, that comic books are designed for adult culture. Okay? They're designed for kids.
You don't have to pretend, they're not for kids. That's a total lie. There are comic books that kids aren't even allowed to buy.
It's the next thing up above the comic books.
There's comics that kids aren't allowed to buy.
And you can have porn comic books. Listen to me,
you fucking idiot. There are comics that kids aren't allowed to buy. How can they be designed for kids if kids aren't allowed to buy them?
Because they're adult comic books.
Almighty fucking brain.
They're adult comic books.
Okay, there are tons.
Okay, it's not a large market of adults. There's a small niche market for that. For adult comic books.
Let me ask you this. Why is great art for adults and great literature for adults? But if you put them together, it's just for kids.
Mm. Well, then why are they selling to kids?
I'll give you all fucking day to figure that out.
Let me just say something. I just thought, besides it being tasteless, because I think Bill Maher does some really great TV, and I thought that was very tasteless. But here's another thing, bro. He lives in Hollywood. He cannot see the effect that Stan Lee's had just in Hollywood, you know, and so. Comic books, when I was a young kid, a cousin of mine used to collect them. And then I got into them, and I actually used to go to, like, comic book conventions. And back in the day, Shane, they would always have a comic book convention and a Star Trek convention at the same time. But anyways, and then there just came a point
where,
like –
a very impressive bunch of people would show up at those too, right?
I was a kid, so I just thought it was fucking cool watching people dressed up as Star Trek. You know, I was like, "What the fuck is this?" I just thought it was cool.
There's like a fat Mr. Spock walking around.
Right. But I just thought, but you never saw that back then. You know, there was no Comic Cons. You know, and then like I learned about it.
The thing is, too, there are comics that are for kids. Like there are Archies and Superman's pretty G-rated. Yeah, of course there are. But then there's some that you wouldn't let your kids near. It's just like TV. There's Hey, guess what, Disco? There's TV that's just for kids too. Oh my fucking God! There's music that is just the exact same. It's just a different medium.
There's a level
of different medium of the exact same shit.
There's a level of sophistication.
No, you are absolutely wrong. No, you're not going to overtalk me on this one, motherfucker. It ain't going to happen. You are not more sophisticated than me just because you don't read comic books. You degenerate gambling motherfucker. I'm sorry. You're wrong.
He did go to a private school.
First of all, I'm not saying I'm more sophisticated.
Fuck that.
Here's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Okay? There's a level of perception of sophistication that is greater than the reality. These comic book fans. There's a pseudo intellectualism. Are collectively and people that analyze these comic books. Don't you can't even argue that.
I think he started this whole argument so he could use the word pseudo-intellectualism twice.
Good point.
Here's the thing. When you call these people out on it, hey, you know, comic books are like really this super intellectual like, you know, thing going on, that they get offended. They react like Shane does.
You're insulting what people love. And people do get offended about it, especially when you're speaking at it, especially when it's ignorant. If you come at me with some intelligent shit, yes. But to say it's just for kids and it's some kind of anti-intellectualism just to like them, dude, you are out of your fucking mind.
Bro,
you're so wrong. You're not even close to being right.
I just saw the news. The reason this was they were talking about this on the news. They just had a comic book convention somewhere where they were remembering Stan Lee. Okay, and there's a room of people, and they're up. They're discussing Stan Lee. And then there's people standing around. They're in the crowd, seeing the suits, and they're dressed like the X-Men, and they're dressed like. And I can simply say, I'm looking at that like I'm saying, I'm not going to pretend that's not adult.
Well,
okay, that's the adult.
When a musician dies, and people wear their T-shirts, are they all of a sudden, you know? Not adults that's now? Completely because different. They're paying homage?
That's, if Ozzy
how?
Went on
how
stage,
is it different,
that's like
Jack
Captain
off?
America. All right? So it's like, you know, that, that's
you
still, ridiculous
you
argument.
You dress like disco. You can dress I, in disco music, which died
Shane.
In the 70s. How is that any fucking different?
Shane, I'm not sitting there saying did that's you happen to see me? Did you happen to see the shirt that I was wearing at Impact? Where I was paying homage to disco and it said she's a lady and it has a picture on it.
Yeah, that was very disrespectful. No. Yeah. Yeah, do you know Pro Wrestling Tees now has a line of shirts designed to embarrass me? Pro Wrestling Tees has had the designed shirts to make fun of me.
That's true.
My store is opening. I finally signed a deal with Pro Wrestling Tees. My store will be opening this week and I might have Keeping It 100 shirt. And letting y'all know I'm keeping all the money.
100, he's keeping 100%.
Hey, let me ask you this.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Shane,
no negotiation. I'm telling you, I'm keeping the money on that shit.
Shane,
you sell your stuff on Shane.com before?
Huh?
Like, well, how did you sell your merch before? How did you sell your stuff before? Your own site?
On my website. Website. Oh, you had my website and then Collar and Elbow.
Yourself, right?
And yeah, but Collar and Elbow, they ship all my last three designs were through Collar and Elbow, and I still got to deal with them too. So I'll be Collar and Elbow and Pro Wrestling Tees. But to keep it at 100, the ones that I design, y'all can go design y'all shit. But the
well,
ones
let
I
me
design,
tell you,
letting you know, I'm keeping
let
all.
Let me
this.
Just
not,
tell you,
firstly, you can't use my likeness without my consent. I just want to tell
listen.
You that right now. I'm telling you, yes, I am.
Shane, well, there's gonna be compensation.
This is mine.
There's gonna be compensation. There's gonna be compensation.
Yeah, Jamie, you can tickle my nuts every time you see me.
You have to buy me the Bellagio buffet next time you come into Vegas or something like that, you know?
I'll
buy you that fucking Burger King thing you like so much. That'll be it.
the BK King with no bun. Right.
So yeah. So they got two shirts, right? One is a picture of Disco, and it says she's a lady. And then the other one is a picture of Senor Benjamin, and it says, but I'm Mexican, okay? So... This
I'm not Mexican. This,
yeah,
or no, I'm Puerto Rican.
The highlight for the greatest scene ever in the history of Keep It 100.
Yes,
greatest line of all time.
So this guy that he works there at Pro Wrestling Tees, he's a big fan of the show. So let me shout him out real quick. His name is Benny Malab, but he came up with those T-shirts.
Benny with a V.
Yes. What were you gonna say, Joe?
Oh, just I think where Disco is wrong is that there's a different level of sophistication to comic book fans and readers, just like there's a different level of sophistication to the different, you know, levels of wrestling fans. And, you know, I know we have some big readers on the show and a lot of listeners are big readers. And, you know, I read novels, I read everything. But some of the best, you know, literature I've ever read was the Preacher series, which is a comic book, or Watchmen, which was a graphic novel, you know. I mean, there's good stuff in there. It's not, you're thinking like... You know, like Shane said, like Superman for kids, or like maybe some X Men stuff.
No. Here's what I'm saying. There's obviously, if you look at the pie chart of comic books, okay, the large percentage of them of the pie chart are designed for kids. Okay, there is another percentage of the pie chart that's adult comics and stuff. Everything designed for adults because adults and kids all read the comic books. My point is that when you start taking a something that's basically marketed towards children and starts treating it as some like higher intellectualism is involved in this thing than it actually is, that's where my issue is. It's like comic books are designed to be read and put down in 7 to 8 minutes, not to be discussed in forums like it's the freaking like it's the Trump presidency.
Oh,
you
mean,
you know, something like, yeah, you know, I'm saying
who?
Like when you start doing that with comic books, it's like, come on. It's like then
you're
being, talking about, you might as well do it. It's like that's like having a Zach. That's like this equivalent of the Zack Ryder toy podcast. It's like you're talking about toys. Okay, that's the thing. You're talking about comic books, period. And comic books were designed. The inception of comic books were made for kids.
But
adults started reading them too, or never put them down.
You are wrong.
Bro, they're telling you that there's comic books.
You do not know you do not know the history of comics.
How can I not know the history of comics?
That are staple. Well, then tell me when was the first one made. Give me a year.
A lot of
okay,
know.
Shut the
that's
fuck up.
Trivia.
You don't know.
That's trivia. That's,
exactly.
That's,
you don't know the history. You don't know who they were made
books.
For. And you, kids cannot even afford comics anymore, you jack off.
That's not true.
Every comic's out there is three or four. If you bullshit.
How much comic,
I can promise you that's the truth.
Art forms can involve.
And the average one's $3 to $4.
$3 to $4. The casino costs more than that. It's like $5 for a thing of ice cream, like for a single scoop. It's like Jesus.
Yeah, so if you're a comic collector, you're buying the average collector is probably picking up 10 to 20 issues a week. Do the math. Tell me your kid's doing that.
When I think of comic
books, I'm
going to
wait for them birds to crash into each other in your fucking head.
We should get...
here's all I think about. Okay, my summation of comic books is just go to Raven's house.
All you got to do is go to Raven's house. You're wrong.
Just look at Raven. Raven is your stereotypical adult comic book reader.
Well, I think
Do you read anything?
Misrepresentation.
What's the last book you read?
Raven is your classic stereotype comic book adult comic book.
That is a gross misrepresentation.
Absolutely. And the other one is Shane Helms.
What's the last book you read?
The last book you read? I forgot the name. Is an art James Patterson novel. I forgot which one. I read a bunch of them. Yeah. One. Yeah. I read like seven or eight James Patterson. Last one. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Okay, just to show that I'm not closed-minded.
Why don't you recommend him one of those adults, or the one that you said, the preacher, Shane? Yeah.
Recommend me three comic books. I'm going to read them, and I'm going to review them. Okay, on this show, on your segment, and I will be an open. I'm not going to say that. I'll be completely honest, because you know me. If something's good, I'm not just going to bury it. If I do think it's good, I'll be honest about it. Okay, I will give you an honest criticism of those comics, if you can submit three for me to read, and I will read them, and we will discuss them on the show. How about that?
I'm also going to read them.
Okay.
And let me say, I think, and we've had Michael Kingston on the show. He writes Headlocked, and Shane has worked with him. He even, contributed a comic story to one of his collections. So Headlocked by Michael Kingston. I mean, if we could get these guys copies of that, too, I think they would enjoy it.
Didn't I send you my motion comic? Did you watch it, Disco?
That was a while back, though, wasn't it? I'm sure I saw it.
Did
just
not watch it?
I'm sure I watched it and can't remember it. Bro, our private text, we send a million things in there. No, I'm just saying, of all the things we send instead of our texts and stuff and everything, I think I put it over to you. I said it was pretty good.
So Shane is going to send us three comic books for me and Disco to read that we
both have.
Right?
We're going to go out and do the process that every comic book fan does. Right. We're going to go to the store, and we're going to buy the comics. And we're going to come home. We're going to share
the. I mean, the ones I'll tell you, man, they'll be collector's issue. You don't want to go spend $25, $30 on these books, do you?
That's what I'm going to do, because I want to take into consideration.
You're going to spend that much on them?
I want to take into consideration. I want to take all the variables into consideration here. All right. I want to go out and buy them. Mm-hmm. I want to read them. And if they cost a decent amount of money, I want to take that into account too. I want to share the experience of you giving me three comics that you think are that are your favorites, everything, and I think we should review them and go through the experience. Since I haven't read a comic book in probably 15 to 16 years,
okay. So I'm gonna suggest getting a trade then, because the trade will be cheaper than probably the single issue, and the trade will be it'll either be 12 issues or at least 5 or 6 issues wrapped up into one book.
Actually, you know what I may do is I may have the guy at the comic book store do a drop for the show so we can advertise his place and see if he'll just let me just read the comic books and I'll give them back to him. That's what I'm going to do. How about that? Seriously, that's not a bad idea, though, right?
That sounds like a plan.
That's actually a really good idea. Yeah.
So there we go.
Okay, and right. I just read Mr. Miracle, which may be which is the top 10 series of my entire comic reading history.
Really?
That's how good that shit was. All right. And you want to talk about comparison. Stephen King, who I believe to be the most prolific author of our time, this Mr. Miracle series blew that last book of his out of the water. It's not even close how much better it was than that.
Oh,
that's not a knock on Stephen King. Love him to death.
Oh boy,
but that Mr. Miracle series was amazing.
Shane may actually be forcing me to read the Mr. Miracle series and Stephen King's latest novel. Actually, to decide for myself.
But Mr. Miracle, I don't know if I'm going to suggest that one because there's some implied history that you might need to know. Maybe not, but we'll see.
All right, Shane.
I'm going to finish this segment by saying, fuck Bill Maher.
All right. Shane, I want to thank you for being...
He's still pretty funny in times, though. He's still pretty funny, bro.
That was so unlike him.
Fuck him for this week.
Yeah, fuck him for this week, 1,000%.
Yeah, fuck him this week. I might like him next week, but this week, fuck him.
Conan, guess what?
What up, boom.
If you like baseball, football, basketball, MMA, movie stars, models, and pro wrestling,
right?
Well, American Icon has the largest inventory of MMA and pro wrestling autographs in the world. UFC, Pride, Bellator, Strikeforce, WWE, AEW, AAA, Impact, New Japan Pro Wrestling, and more. They've got the current stars, your favorite legends, and the stars of the future.
Now, you've been to their warehouse, and they have aisles and aisles of huge racks of signed masks, belts, action figures, etc. They got millions of signed pictures. You heard that right. How many do they have, Conan?
Millions. Boom.
They literally have millions of pictures. Check out what they have at www.AmericanIconAutographs.com because they're adding new items every week and have hundreds of thousands of items waiting to be put online. That's AmericanIconAutographs.com.
Yo, and real quick, man, you know, he's got everything over there. He just did a photo shoot with a whole bunch of wrestlers from Mexico, the United States, and females from the MMA game that are fired from TJ. We're actually going to put some up on Patreon. And he's got everything. You go in there, he's got helmets and bats and baseballs and pictures of everybody, anybody that you can imagine. He has private signings all the time. So really good guy. And for the first 50 people that do business with him, you get 20% off. I know Sean did not authorize this, but this is much like what me and Disco did to Kevin when we took Ruben out for his birthday on his credit card. Remember that, D.I.?
Yes, absolutely. That was okay. A good piece of business.
Yes, so this is a good piece of business. First 50 people get 20% off. Deal with it, Sean. Icon Autographs. Boom.
Scott Hall and all of this. He's still not here.
Alright. If you guys hold it down, we can get this done real quick. Last week, Roddy Piper came out here and said that he had laid asphalt and cut down trees. He called the NWO a bunch of morons and stupid and what have you. Well, Piper, let me tell you something. Coming from a guy that if he had one less synapse firing in his brain, he'd be in a coma, I don't think too much about that. When I came into this business 7 years ago, I looked down the road that you guys paid for us. I saw nothing but potholes. You guys came into the business, you strip-mined it, you took what you could get out of it, and you left the young guys behind you, nothing. WCW was nothing but a bunch of guys pushing their sons. If you didn't have a dad in the business, you couldn't even get an opportunity. Scott Hall was here. I was here. Scott Hall was ready to become a superstar. Hey, I was a little green, but Scott Hall was ready to become a superstar. And you know what you did? He worked here a year. He proved himself. You cut his salary. So he went elsewhere. We went to New York. That's right. We went to New York, and what did we find when we got there? That's right. Stayed all night, danced a little longer, party time. When we got there, there wasn't no party, just punishment for the guys trying to dig the business out of the funk you guys left it in.
Wow. I was right. Pulling no
where punch. I come from, which ain't too far from here, south side of Detroit. You don't give respect. You don't get respect. You better beat respect out of me, boys. It's our turn to shine. It's the new generation's turn to shine. There's some young lions up here, and it's time for us to get more than a nibble on the carcass, boys. So while you guys decide to do the limo flying, the limo driving, the Lear jets, the champagne, the ugly broads, me and my
crew have decided we got no problem flying commercial. We got no problem piling three in a rented Taurus. Because what we're going to do, baby, is kick back, drink a little McForty ounce, and try the best we can to patch the potholes that you guys have left behind. NWO for life!
Doesn't seem like there's any trouble there, does it? Certainly the lines are starkly drawn in the sand between men who respect tradition and men who don't. And the battleground is Slamboree. We'll be back.
We miss you, Hollywood.
With more live on Nitro, don't you dare go away.